Amen.
And I got all grandsons except one granddaughter. How about that?
Well, now, did your husband came from Amherst County? How did you meet him?
Down at Miss Maggie's house down here. One of them old houses down here. I met him down there at a birthday party. I never will forget it from years and years ago.
At a birthday.
At a birthday.
How old were you?
So when we got married, I was 24. So I ain't nobody good.
That's good that you didn't go off against him when you were
an infant.
You had a good time first.
Well, if he did come to see me, he come up there to see me. His people are very nice people too from down in Atlanta.
Did he live on a farm down there?
Yes, they did have a farm.
But he decided he'd live here.
Yeah, he had been, well, since the lot was given to him, I was given to us. I was right away going by my father. And so we might as well live here. So we built us a little regular house. Been in it all the time.
Your father, your own father, where was he? He also was from here, Charles.
They were nice houses. The old slaughterhouse and the ward house and the Henry house and Mr. Gordon's house. Gordon's house.
Was it right there too?
No, here's the next door to the Wren house here. The Wren house is the next house to that house. And it's a Japanese girl lived there, ma'am. And she's just as sweet as she can be. She really is. She's better than many neighbors that have been here for 100 years. And that's the truth. She's really a very nice person.
She lives in the
Wren house. I call it across the street, but it's downtown. What is that? King.
Yeah,
King. Is
that what's on Cherry Avenue?
No, that's down on opposite of the Lane Hospital.
That's IGA
3. Oh, well, I get them all confused. The one straight down, going across the street from the light. That's how I go most. And I tell you, the food is nothing like it used to be. Nothing. Tastes like. Of course, it could be my taste buds. But a whole lot of food just don't taste like it used to be. Yeah, that's true.
You know, today they have that city market across from where I live. I live right downtown.
Oh, really?
And the city market is in an empty lot across the street. Oh, the fresh vegetables, they were beautiful.
I bet they were.
You should come down there.
Oh, Lord.
You don't need these things.
No, because I got tomatoes and I got have plenty more than I need sometimes.
Did you can things like the
I do. Or? I can everything I can can. And of course, here lately, since I've been a little on the lazy side, I freeze and things, which is much easier. Yeah, eating tomatoes.
Oh, and how do you freeze tomatoes?
Well, you know, if you got a nice little batch of tomatoes and put them in little plastic things and put them in the freezer, and they last forever, and they are wonderful.
You just put them fresh in the freezer?
And you don't cook them.
I swear.
I don't cook anything anymore to freeze. I just take them and wash them and put them in the plastic things and freeze.
See, that's amazing. Most people insist on boiling them just
a minute. Oh, Lord, yes. I know. Just, I used to do that.
It's just good not to.
I get along very well with her. And it does a whole lot better for me, so if I don't have to deal with all the drinking these things.
Probably just a touch of water,
That's
wash them.
Mm-hmm. That's all I do. I wash them real good, and most times I just put them on a nap of towel on those, and just drain them until they get dry and put them in a plastic bag. And I've got a lot of stuff. I got a lot of stuff in that freezer from last year. And I'll put a few more, but I've been giving away beans. I gave away a bushel and a half of beans this week. The girls come and get them, and they enjoy picking them. And most of them, I have a field full of them this morning, but I think we done both shot most of them out there, I think. But we got another batch coming on right there, right in this year. It's a whole batch of beans coming up right there. I think I got corn out there. I wouldn't be surprised.
That's
a
nice corn.
I wouldn't be at all surprised that I don't have corn. I may have corn for tomorrow.
Well, now, I'm trying to envision life growing up around here. Were there any black families that were considered either real rich or real important in your life this morning?
Not really. Me all just got along very well. One thing about me, I've always got along with people. You know, even if they were, regardless of the color or what, I've always got along with people. And some of our people make me kind of angry with them by their behavior, but still, the only thing you do is mind your own business.
That's right.
And you don't have no problem. I've learned that a long time ago. And you mind your own business, leave other people's business alone, and you do all right for yourself. And you get along with everybody. That's only in E.G. Hall and I get along.
E.G.O. Well, now, has he been the preacher there a long time?
26 years.
Did he come around here? Did he come in?
He came from, right in the fall, something. Yeah, I did. Oh, I know Gum Spring, down in that area.
Yeah, Gum Spring.
Yeah, down in that area. That's where they came.
Well, now, Amherst County doesn't have any towns left, does it? I mean, your husband was just from the country.
Just from the country.
Had a farm life.
And a farm life. Yeah, had a little farm boy.
Now, are these people, members of his family still down there?
Well, no. His mother and father, of course, did. And he got a brother lived not too far from where the home place is. And as a matter of fact, one of the brother-in-laws came to see me from down in that area last week, and his two daughters from Baltimore. The girls from Baltimore.
Yeah.
They came to see me last Wednesday. And I was thinking about them. I don't know why I had my mind on that boy. And first my soul, here they come. And I said, well, I enjoy them very much. I live here. And his sister, she lives in Lynchburg now. And his niece lives in Lynchburg. Another niece lives in Lynchburg. All of them from down in that area.
Now, Lynchburg's where you go, I think. If you use the town from around Lynchburg.
Yeah, that's where the most of them live.
Charlottesville's a pretty nice place for all these
generations. Yes, it is. It really is. It has been a very nice place. Yeah. very nice indeed.
You live in the same neighborhood your whole life?
Yeah, my whole life, that's right. And I get along with, as I say, with all of them. Even though these new people, sometimes I just look at them. You hear what I say? I just look at them. Well, I ain't messing with them. Because I said, I don't know nothing about them, and I just don't bother them.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's strange, but we got, and we out here on the hill. What is the name of that? Do you know the name of that place where the deaf and blind?
Oh, down the street there.
Down
there,
blind place down on the bottom of the hill.
Yeah,
well, they are some strange people. Now, they are, but I don't bother them. If they look at me and they bow their head and I bow my head, and
they walk back and forth.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And they will walk up and down the street most of the time. Of course, this is funny and completely out of the question. With you, the dialect, you ain't taping all this for me.
I think that's
you will have fallen out night before last. Heard all this noise, because my window's right there where I can hear everything. And it was 4 o'clock in the morning, two of these strange men were walking on up the street making more noise than anything you ever heard. I said, Lord, have mercy, I got up and peeped out. And they were just going up the road, just having themselves a good time. And I just fell right in the door. I got in the door and I was stuck with that. And so, ain't this a sight? 4 o'clock in the morning.
They from down there?
From down there. And went on back, going on home. And I thought I would crack up. I said, Lord, have mercy. Now, see, I had no business up nowhere. I up nosing, seeing what's going on.
Well, you know that they call it Garrett Square, the housing project.
Yeah.
Now, you remember that neighborhood before they put all that stuff up, huh?
Garrett Square?
Where they have those now modern apartments.
Yeah, no, I know where they are.
But did you know people that lived there before all that?
I'm work? Trying to think of what this old gentleman named. And I know him just as well as I do myself. He had one of his houses right almost directly at the corner of where Garrett Square and I told you my memory is bad, but I remember just as well as everything in the world but this old gentleman used to have his house right there before just as you enter Garrett Square.
He
had a house there.
Gleason?
Gleason? No, it wasn't Gleason. Oh, no, this was a black fella.
And where's the graveyard that your daddy's in? Right down here, this is where we walk through it all the time.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Yeah, right down there.
This neighborhood has everything you need. It has the church, the grocery,
the graveyard,
the house.
Yeah, and then plenty of unusual people.
And then it used to have that school.
Yeah, yeah. We have plenty of unusual people around here, that's for sure.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people out here, I don't know them at all. It's really strange, but I don't know them.
How long has this road been paved?
It's been paved a right good little while. It's been paved a right good little while. I can't exactly say how long, but it's been a good little while.
But y'all weren't worried about it not being paid
for
it.
No, we didn't bother.
I know. I bet if Eugene's driving me crazy, he wants them to widen this road. I said, I'm not going to take away everybody's front yard.
No, please don't let me get started on Eugene.
No, I don't think we can.
I think I better not. Because if I tell you about Eugene and I would have trouble now.
Well, we can't widen the road. Then you're going to have your guard for your front porch.
You
don't need to widen the road.
No,
actually, it's been quite quiet.
That's not
quiet.
Mm-hmm. But, I was just talking about Eugene.
You won't worry about that.
So Eugene and I get along awful.
Oh my God.
We get along terrible. we get a long term. And I could tell you again, oh, I just don't want to start on you again. Because you didn't like it long as often. And his mother and I came along together, I mean, to the point where his mother used to usher with me years ago. And she was the sweetest old lady in the world. She was just the sweetest. She had two sons too, Eugene and Al. And her husband was named Mr. Peachy. He was a deacon of us years ago. And of course, Miss Sepper used to usher with me. She was a little bit older than I am.
Steffi
Williams. Yes, Steffi was his mother's name.
Steffi?
Miss Steffi?
S-E-P-P-E.
Miss Steffi. And she was a lovely person. Far different than him. I'm going to smack him one day when I get to
but you should have gone by
Dyke Street. Dyke Street. Mm-hmm. And she lived right by a cousin of mine. Her name was Mary Goodlow years ago.
Mary what?
Goodlow. They lived right there together. They always were good friends. They were the best of friends.
Is she still alive in Mary Goodlow? Well, now, the church, y'all were pretty active at the church. I mean, it was a place where you did a lot of things.
In
Amherst,
well, I ushered them there. I've been ushering there for 53 years. So, that's the same place. For 53 years, I've been ushering there.
Was there when I went
there? Don't you, well, I'm going to
well, if this was a special concert.
Oh, and that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
I've been here. Everybody here. Well, now do y'all have that Wednesday night prayer meeting at all?
Yeah, we do have.
You still go there?
I still go once in a while.
And you go to the Sunday morning? Do you have Sunday evening too?
No, we have Sunday morning. They've been trying to get that Sunday evening business going, but it's sort of hard to look like to get off the ground.
We always, where I was from, there wasn't anything else to do, so we had Sunday morning, Sunday evening,
yeah. Well, we used to have the Sunday afternoon one too. Yeah, that been years ago, but most of these people, they do good to get that Sunday morning.
Yeah, that's right. They do all the doors and everything else on Sunday.
But really, it's very nice. I like, I've been going to church there, and I have a certain seat that I've been sitting in there for 63 years.
Same seat.
Mm-hmm. And everybody gets around and moves away when they see me coming.
Yeah. Well, now tell me, did y'all take vacations with your boys, or did you just y'all stick around Charlottesville?
I've never been on a vacation in my life.
I love that.
Now, how about that?
Oh.
I think, you know, it's a funny thing. Let me go turn this stuff down. I had everything burned up.
And I'll check it
with you. Anyone you can get her, I can give them up for half a cake.
Tomorrow?
I got the half a cake made. And so whenever they show up, they get the half a cake.
But that's interesting that you've never taken a vacation.
No, I never have taken a vacation. Somebody was saying the other day, said, hey girl, when you go take a vacation, I don't plan to take one. I'm just thankful to be here. And when I get through with what I want to do and go on and lay down and rest, that's like something else. It never bothered me. You always can take a vacation. I can't stay in the street long enough. The Lord could find it all. Then it came to me and it did for that.
Oh.
It's a little silver.
Well, now, do you enjoy the TV?
Yes, I do. But although people laugh again, I've never been used to this type of thing. You know, we just put on TV and go on and do. And then you have to use it to push it on by that thing there. And that's it for life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
it very nice. But I had to get used to that. That's something I ain't never been used to. all these different kind of food things, and you dialect setting your leg beside let TV y'all got just gonna seem to work for her, so she gave away some money for the ride up. So he went down there and bought it. And then she asked Sister Dad to go down, because, you know, she was so this is how she was going to go. So she had all along there, and I just
but she thought she was keeping
them. Oh, yeah, she thought she wanted something that she didn't have to have rolling around all the time. And yet, when she sit there to look at it, she thought she was saying, oh, she thought she saw she this cute bag is going to be real fast. I'm trying to sell her. Y'all want to sell her? Y'all want to buy some? Y'all want to buy some of used material?
When did your father
have a lot of money? Let me see. Well, he used to take me to school over to Jefferson. He used to carry me over there to school.
In a car?
No, we walked.
He walked
you
over there?
We walked me over. Yeah, he would walk me over.
My goodness, you don't have to go out to 29 North to see all the stuff out there.
I don't stand on 29 North, that's a show like that. Everything is ridiculous. I have nothing. I used to drive the bus, you know, and I don't have that much. I am over the bus now since my husband got his permit back. Which I'm very proud that he finally got it back.
His permit what?
His permit has a dollar permit. I talk sometimes too much. Young people like me, when you know something, you can't help it. He used to think right much one time. And he got all heated up one time. Holy moly. And he lost his permit for 5 years. And when he got his permit back, he learned how to keep that damn stuff out of his mouth. So that means a whole lot. So it means a lot to me because I'm too dumb to drive myself. And it makes me so mad that I didn't learn until I don't know what to do. I didn't learn to drive. You know, it touched me. I get mad at my own self. When you get mad at yourself, you can't help anybody. Because you get at your own self and you don't have to do it. And I could have done it.
So y'all had to go 5 years
for
that
ride. Yeah, I got on the bus and where I wanted to go. Thank the Lord for the long bus. Finally got out here. That bus, it took a long time for them to get that bus over here, but they finally got the bus running all the way. It runs right to the door, and runs out here and comes on back. That's been a long time now. It means a whole lot to have this bus over here. It really does. Lord knows, we certainly walked enough today.
Well, probably kept you now.
Well, maybe it helped a whole lot, you know, I believe. Between the bus and different things, and of course some of the people on the bus make me so mad. It used to make me so mad if I didn't have to do anything.
Now, do you think your mama lives a long time? I'm trying to figure out, and I know it's a long time.
I know it.
Do you think your
brother's
in the family
before? Well, my grandmother, she lived to be a old lady.
She lived here?
Yeah.
Did she live in the house of
John? She lived there. Wow. That's where my grandmother was, right over there.
In the same house as
your mom? The same house over there.
Now that's four generations. They've got five generations. What was her last name?
Bert. She was
Bert.
Molly Burton.
Molly Burton.
And he was a lovely old person. That was my grandma. But before my mother. She was a nice old person.
grow up over there?
They all grew up over there. You know, I believe there's a lot of different places been built since I haven't been down there since then. build up a lot down there. And I just him decide that I'm going to walk down there.
But y'all sold all that land?
Yeah, I sold it. For the purpose of having somewhere for my aunt and have some other money left for her in case she have to go. To send her there or somewhere.
Oh, so you use the money for those folks, though, right?
For them, for the purpose. And hers is in the back. And I ought to get somebody else to look it over because I'm dead. Because I don't know how long I'm going to be around. But I got a niece, and I guess I ought to get her to do things. But you know, young people are so strange. They are both the strangest things to do things with I ever seen. And one of my nieces make me go down there, and I don't know what to do with her. She got good brain on her and would do things. But you just, I don't know. It's strange how people live.
Not too responsible.
I mean, the young people just don't seem to care on things that they ought to care on, do things they ought to do. But you just can't get yourself too upset. There you go, it's a free.
But your children seem to care.
Mm-hmm.
So your children seem to care. So
well, my children are very unusual. Mm-hmm. I don't know where they got that from, but I think they got a little bit of it from me. I don't know.
That's
all. She ain't been here. So one of them devils ain't been out here messing with me this morning. I guess they've been messing around long enough yesterday.
So your grandmother
grew
up here. How about her? Did her parents grow up there too, or?
I don't think I. Used to get loose, and that horse would make me so mad that I don't have to do it. Anyway, I'd leave his panic defense and wait for me. That's the way I felt like. See, it wasn't a horse there. It was just an old house was there. Was it on the big house there? and it was an old slaughterhouse there. And the horse used to come, it was a fence there. And that horse used to come to the fence, I think, and meet me to see where I was supposed to go already. Because, oh, I've had my time with them horses.
You don't have to worry about
them
anymore.
Thank God. I don't have to worry about them anymore. And the cows used to meet me out the back. I had had myself a ball.
And growing up.
We had a good time. With the cows and horses.
You did, after all. I thought you didn't like them.
never did like them, did they?
Did you start school when you were in first grade?
Yeah, I went on to high school.
And you started like in first grade?
First grade.
My mother started in fourth grade.
Is that right? When I started in first grade, I went on to high school.
Wow. Always at Jefferson? Oh, they had a little elementary school in
Jefferson. Yeah, they had a little elementary school there.
That's unusual to have a high school,
isn't it? Yeah, it could work a little bit. But they found me in the head that high school.
Well, then when you got out of high school, then one day there you were at. What did they expect you to have a
music? I didn't do too much in that corner, man.
Did you have any friends that went to college? My husband and I on that side. Can I pick it up?
Yeah. And then my three boys.
Oh, there you are in the picture. I didn't
even see it. Yeah. Don't look at the door, because it's there, I'm sure.
We've got that still
right out. Yeah, that's John and I.
Okay. That's a nice
picture. Yeah, they're my three boys right behind us.
That's your
cousin and
stuff.
That's the male boy. That's the male boy. And
then recently lose a lot of weight or
something? Who, me? I have no son. That much. Now there's my three boys.
Those are your three boys?
They're my three boys.
These are the twins?
This one and this one are twins, and that one is the male carrier. Ain't the biggest mess you ever seen. Mm-hmm. Biggest mess you ever seen in your life.
Now, those were your first kids,
for
the twins or the second?
The twins were the first. The big boy right there, Jamel, is the one right here. And then the twins, they're there too. I got them all over the place. Them boys are all over this place, and then I got them right there. I got a whole batch of twins. I got them, the devils again.
These are grandchildren, I can't
give them the grandchildren.
But no grandchildren are twins.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, your grandchildren are twins?
Yeah, they're 11 years old.
That's one, yeah. Twins and
Yes, there's a little Bellums right there. Mm-hmm. They'll be 11 years on the 23rd.
Every generation has twins.
Mm-hmm. My granddaddy was a twin.
Yeah.
Oh,
I gotta look that down.
Yeah, my granddaddy was a twin. All of those twins, everybody's going crazy with twins around here.
That's fine, isn't it?
Isn't that funny?
Do you babysit
it,
those little twins? Or?
No, they I used to.
Yeah.
Well, they babysit me now.
Uh-huh.
They're older. I'd say 11 years old. It's way older grown. Yes, indeed. They babysit me now.
This is Cornelius Swift and Camille.
Camille is the mother, and Camille is the daughter, who we call Tony.
Oh. Do they go to Ebenezer?
Mm-hmm. They surely do.
Yeah. Well, I bet you better go have to feed your mama lunch.
She'll get it in due time. That grandma is something else. She gonna know now. Now where in the world them girls come from? Just wait till you go here. Where them girls come from?
Really?
Did
she know where you're coming?
I don't know. I don't tell her too much because she's too nosy. I don't tell her too many things. I let her speak for herself. She's all right, though. She's fine. No, she ain't in no hurry. She ain't got nothing to do. Ain't gonna do nothing to go sleep.
Nice that you're helping each other.
Yeah, well, I guess it is a good thing, you know.
But her sister's the one that had to go over.
She's just that day. Well,
was she married? Did she have a family?
She's with us. Single woman.
Oh, so that's why you had to take care of her.
Well, I just took care of her because I said, well, no need for to put her in a home as long as I'm able to do.
Right.
And that's what I said then. And of course, I haven't had a few problems since then, but still I'm trying to survive.
Now, what does your husband think about you taking care of all these folks?
Well, I don't know whether he thinks about it too much, but I said, Lord, I know when his mother used to come down. I would do for her. And I think, well, it ain't no more. Well, of course, he don't have nothing to do. But, you know, it's just a fact. Men don't have strange ideas. And I got sense enough to know that. And I have feelings sometimes about different things. But, you know, it's just one of those things. I said he got to live to get old enough himself one day if he lived that long. And time, you just never know how things are going to happen. Well, men have some strange ideas about them, and I know that. And we've been married, ain't been married 46 years for nothing. We haven't been married 46 years for nothing. And I have been through a whole lot of things from one thing to another. And of course, and what makes it so cool is he makes me mad enough, and I tell him, well, you know, I haven't been here 46 years with you for nothing. We done been through a whole lot of things together, and we have.
Right.
And if we live long enough, we'll go through a few more. So, I said, that's the way it goes. It's not easy.
He was in the army.
That's that little devil, one of them boys of mine. Jerry was in the army. John was in the Navy. My husband was in the Navy there. Jerry
was
in the army.
In the Navy?
Mm-hmm.
During what war?
Oh boy, he didn't go into action nowhere. He was just down here in where is it? Oh. It's just up on there.
That
been out in the street and I didn't know he was gone.
So he went off and had to be in the
Rainbridge, Maryland. That's where it is.
Because you
you didn't go with it.
No.
1944.
Mm-mm. No, honey. I told you I ain't been nowhere. And they just, I didn't know that devil was in the street. He just now getting back home.
Your husband?
Mm-hmm. I think I seen that car come by through there. I seen a truck come through there this morning. I thought he was being mighty quiet.
I did too, because he was chatting with me on the phone.
Well, I thought he was being mighty quiet and devil in the street. Now I don't really like that.
Was he drafted or did he join the army?
Huh?
Was he drafted or did he join the Navy?
He just joined the Navy, I think. Yeah, all my children. My children been in John Williams, he was in the army, and Jerry was in the army.
All three or two of them?
Mm-hmm. Well, he was in the army. The youngest one.
They all
three boys. Yeah, they all in now. Yeah, that's a devil coming in here. I know what happened. You know what happened? He went downtown this morning and forgotten the coffee. And that's from when he went to get his dog coffee. This is what happened. There he is. That's a coffee man. He's the coffee man. He forgot the coffee. That was the cutest thing ever. He had to go get it. You know he'd go get the coffee. I know you did. I forgot all about you. It wasn't here. I said, I know you had not to be here for
long. You got a sleeping?
Gleason's one. Becker, one two.
Southern, what's that? Southern State?
Yeah. And Thomas, Small Indian Service.
Is that over in Roseville? Oh, you never did
get it? You have one. Got an order.
Oh. Well, yeah, your grocery store won't work?
I can make it work, but I don't like to use it like that. It's hard on the belt. Those belts are hard to get, to have to order those. It's real strange when you get old equipment, you have all kinds of problems.
Just like you do
when you get old yourself.